Lord, have mercy, Jesus. If you got your Bibles open them up to the book of John 10 and 10. Amen. When I was sitting at the table this morning, I was researching stuff that the material that I had been studying, that I had been meditating on, and I heard the Lord speak through his word. He said to me, "Why did I come? Are you preaching the word or why I came because that's what you want to preach? Are you preaching the word or that I came because they need to hear why I came?"
Amen.
With so many godly things taking place in the church today. Folks coming to church with attitudes, leaving with attitudes, bad dispositions, angry over foolishness. God is telling us it's time for us to cut out the foolishness and get our acts together. I have spent too much time trying to make it in God to miss out on what he has for me. I have determined in myself that I will not let anybody separate me from the love of God. Hear me. That includes pastors, preachers, teachers, apostles, evangelists, lay members. It does not matter. Elders. It does not matter. I have determined in my spirit nothing shall separate me from the love of God. If I got to cut folks loose, I'm going to cut them loose, because this walk is too important that you accept it in Christ. Jesus was talking. I don't normally teach out of the gospel because it's the history of Jesus. I like to teach from the epistles because it tells us how we're supposed to live. But I began to see some stuff when I was arguing with God about this message. And he said, "What you got now?" I said, I understand. In the seventh verse, it says, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door." I preached this message before, but some of the stuff I've seen this morning, I haven't seen before.
Amen.
He said, "I say unto you, I am the door." Yeah. Now, I explained to you what the "I am" means before, but I saw something different this morning. It says, "I am the existence." I am, meaning in the Greek, I am the existence. And so I inquired the Lord, "What do you mean by you are the existence?" He said, "I am the existent one, because I have existed from the beginning, even until now." That's what makes me the door. I was the same door in Genesis. I was the same door in Exodus. I was the same door in Leviticus. I've been the same door all the way up through the Bibles. I am the existence of who you are. I have pre-planned and predestinated that we be conformed to the image of my Father. I am the door. And the word "door," if you took notes the last time, the word "door" is translated in the Greek. It means portal or entrance. He is the entrance. He is the portal to everything that we live for. He came to give us something other than a big fat check. And a beautiful home and a beautiful car. Because the thing about that is, those things are good to have, but you can't take them with you. You need to have something that you can take with you. That's why he said, "I am the door." When Moses saw the burning bush, he said, "Who are you?" And the Lord said, "I am that I am." What he was saying was, "I am, and I'm the I am." What he was doing, he was pointing toward now. He said, "I am the Father, and the other I am is my Son." So you're not just talking to me, but you're talking to us. That's why it's so important. Jesus wants us to know he is the portal, he's the door. He wanted us to see him in every book of the Bible. If you can't see him in Exodus, you won't see him in Matthew. If you can't see him in Leviticus, you won't see him in Revelation. If you can't see him in all the Habakkuk, you will not see him. You can't see it. You've got to see the light and the nature of Jesus in every book, regardless of how good it may have been or how bad, how long it may be, or how short the book may be.
Yeah.
I am the door of the sheep. Well, who's the sheep? I like this part, but I'm not going to get into this part because it'll take me somewhere else. I'm just going to read it. All that ever came before me are what? Thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. So what he's asking, he's saying is, if you heard these thieves and you heard these robbers, then you're not a sheep. You're a goat. Because he said sheep don't hear this. Now, thieves and robbers, it points to the old nature, but it also points to others that want to steal what God has given unto you. Folks come into your life, they want to steal your peace. They want to try to steal your joy, your happiness in God. They want to try to convince you with their lifestyle that the lifestyle that you're living is not worth it. But it's always worth it to live for God. You know, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. That means that everybody gonna have to go through something. Jesus said, all that came before me. What he's saying is, all that were here, that were in their flesh, before I manifested in the flesh, they were thieves and robbers. We got a whole lot of folks fall into that category. And they're not outside the church, they're in the church. Jesus said, but the sheep, believers, don't hear them. Believers, folks that study to show themselves approved as working, do not hear them. People that meditate upon the word daily do not hear them. Because you know how to decipher and break down the word of God. You know what is truth and what is not. But the problem is, a lot of folks don't know what truth is anymore. Because we want to feel good. We want to be excited. And Jesus said, I'm the door. I'm not about excitement. I'm about life. I'm excited that I got life.
That's right.
Amen. Woke up this morning, my knee was hurting. I said, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
I might as well praise him anyway.
Amen.
All that ever came from a thief and the sheep did not hear. He said, because I am the door. Did he say that again?
Yes, he did.
Look at the first verse of the 10th chapter. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not in by the door into the sheephole, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So if you found some other way to serve God other than through Jesus, I'd be trying to tell folks. You're trying to get in another way that makes you a thief and a robber.
That's right.
It's not good to be a thief and a robber in this time.
No.
We are closer now to the coming of Christ than ever before. But yet we're still not close.
Amen.
I know that sounds like
Amen.
It's kind of parable, don't it? We are closer to Christ than ever before, but we're still not close.
Yeah.
You want to know how close we are? Look at the condition of the church. We still hate each other. We still jealous of each other. We still persecute each other. We still discourage each other. We still put each other down. We have forgotten that the love of God conquers a multitude of sin. It has the overwhelming power to do that which we don't want to do. You stussing up this thing? You say, I thought this was Good Friday. It is. I'm trying to keep all your Fridays good. And mine too. All in the same category. She said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be
saved,
delivered, protected.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I need protection.
Amen.
I didn't think I was going to make it here this morning.
Wow.
Folks on the phone, some guy he just run right over on me. I mean, he just absolutely run right. I didn't expect it, and I swerved to get around him. And I was like, oh, Jesus, they're trying to keep me from getting to church today. He looked, he was on the phone, he was like this.
Wow.
And he looked up at me, as I asked to say, oh, well. And I was back at it again. A little old lady, I don't even think she knew where she was going. We were on 96. She crossed three lanes. And then she flipped me off. Because I blew my horn at her. Now, you know, usually a flip off warrants something. But I told flesh today, I say, flesh, today is not going to be your day. Because flesh say, why don't you just run her off the road? God said, who is it going to cost? Her or you?
Right.
I said, okay, Lord, flesh, we're not going to let flesh have its way today. You notice I said today. Anything can happen tomorrow. Let's keep it real. Shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture, find feeding. When you know the word of God, you can find feeding. A lot of folks are destitute because they cannot find feeding because they don't know the word for themselves.
Right.
If you don't study this gospel, if you don't read this gospel, if you don't pray and meditate on this gospel, you're not going to know the word. You're not going to know when Jesus is talking to you and when he's not.
Right.
Folks waiting on Jesus to come sit down and say, sis, today going to be a great day. When the Bible says, if you study the word, it'll say, remember this, you can do all things through Christ Jesus to strengthen you. Well, now you don't need him to come and materialize, sit down next to you. He gave you something better. He gave you something you can carry around in your heart and your spirit to remind yourself. That's why he's the door. He is the door to life. He's the door to peace. He's the door to everything that you seek and that you desire. You say, well, what do I do if I don't have finances? He's the door to finance too. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his rights, and all these things, they'll be given to you. All. Spiritual, physical, and financial. So he said, you'll find pasture. You'll find feeding. But he said, listen to me. He said, but that thief,
yeah.
He don't come but to do one thing. And that's to steal.
Yeah.
You can't steal from me unless I let you.
Right.
Or I'm not paying attention. Or I'm someplace I ain't got no business being.
Yeah.
Then you can steal from me. Because now I'm overprotected of me. And I'm not thinking about the things of God. This thief cometh but to not to kill, but to steal and to kill. I got tickled. Usually I just look up the Greek or the Hebrew, but for some strange reason I got on the computer, the laptop, and I looked up what it would say in the italic or in the Masoret code. And in the Masoret code, it states this fact. It says, blowing smoke. Tyrone, most people around us doing nothing but blowing smoke.
Yeah.
But see, smoke is a powerful thing because it'll stop your breathing.
Yes,
right.
But the kind of smoke they're blowing stops your life.
Yeah.
And that's how he destroys you. He eliminates you. See, the word destroy you doesn't mean that he kills you or makes you dead personally, but it means that he eliminates you from your ministry.
Jesus
said, I come that you might have this life, that you might have it, and you can't be eliminated from the ministry that I have set within you. He said, that's why I came. I came to establish a character and a nature in your life that would represent my Father.
Yes. Thank you.
Problem is, we don't want to change. We love who we are. I like who I am too. But there's some stuff in there that I don't want in there.
Amen.
Because some of the stuff in me is too controlled. Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus said, this thief coming not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And he said, but I am come. I am. I'm the I am that can burn in a bush and you can still see it. I'm that I am that can part the waters of the Red Sea and you can walk across on dry land. I am that I am that can roll back the waters of the Jordan and you walk across on dry land. I am that I am that saved your life, delivered you, set you free, gave you a reason beyond yourself to live it. The enemy wants to destroy ministries. This is fire. This is their ministry. Amen. This is what they do. Amen. Out of this, they have a chance to minister to other lives. These are our ministries. If God gave me a message once, because, you know, folks were, all they do is, all she does is clean toilets. Well, God said, that's a ministry. Why is it a ministry? If you go into that bathroom, that toilet dirty, you're not going to go. So somebody has to have a heart of God to want to clean that toilet. Especially after some of us have done been in there. Y'all better quit playing. He said, I am come. The word come means I am manifesting myself. I am manifesting myself that I might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. I am he that was, it is to come. I am he. And one of the guys brought out something that I only thought I recognized last night about the book of Matthew, the book of John. How the book of John so awesomely coincides with the book of Genesis. Because they are the only two books that says in the beginning.
Amen.
I looked at Pastor McKinney, I go, he in my head.
Amen.
That lets you know that God is bringing us all together so we can do what? Mind the same principles and speak the same things. It doesn't matter whether you're Catholic or Presbyterian or Baptist or non-denominational or all these other, a third Baptist or 19th Baptist or what, you know, non-denominational, first Jesus only and all that kind of stuff. God is bringing a people together that's going to coincide and coexist together and produce a corporate anointing that's going to sweep through the earth and souls are going to be saved. But we first got to realize that he is the I am. When I think about the I am, I think about the God that created the heavens and the earth and the firmament and parted the seas that there would be land. I think about the I am. That when I couldn't make it, Mickey, God reached down and grabbed me and gave me life and gave me strength. I think about the I am, Sister Graham, that when they said I wasn't going to live, God reached down and touched my heart and made my heart flatter so that I could live. Brother Andy, I think about the I am, that when you have a heart attack and you go to the hospital, you can hear God say, it's going to be all right.
Amen.
You think about the I am when it looks like every door has been closed to you. And when you look up, there's this huge door sitting there saying, come in.
Right.
That's the I am that we're talking about here. The I am that makes everything possible. Jesus said, I am the door. And I came. I came. I manifested myself that they might have life. See, I'm almost done. Don't nobody laugh. The kicker to that is, he says that they, keyword, might. It's conditional. You have to decide if you want this life. That means he's not going to shove it down your throat. That's why I have a problem with some of my preacher comrades that every time you go around they got to go to shout hallelujah. They can't greet you and say how you doing. Bless the Lord in the name of Jesus. Man, come by. Because they have forgotten that they are not the I am. He. We have forgotten that all of this is all about Jesus. It's not about us. It's not about condition. It's all about Jesus. If he's not in your word, if he's not in your prayer, if he's not in your song, if he's not in your music, then he is not the I am. He is the you are. I am. I am. Come on. I am manifest that they might have life. Life here means soul, inner being, that they might have this inner being of who I am. I've come that their natures might be changed. I've come that their character might be transformed. I've come that they might think differently. I've come that they might talk differently. I've come that they might walk differently. I came that they might see that there's something good about their lives other than what they've been told or other than what they feel. That's why I came. I didn't just come down here to do miracles. I am the miracle. I didn't come just down here to prophesy. I am the prolific one. I came to do something in your life.
Yes. Yes.
That's because I'm the I am.
Yes.
And I came that you might have this inner being in you. This life.
Yes.
But it also is conditional that they might. How bad do you want it? How bad do you think you need it? I found out I needed it bad enough to be by myself. When I found out how bad I needed it, die. God sent me somebody.
Amen.
When you find out how bad you need it, God will provide for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something funny. Reverend Graham, a couple years ago, she was all, she don't mind me telling you. She was driving me crazy. She said, Pastor, we need to fast. You need to call the church fast. And I said, ooh, Lord Jesus. Rev, yes, ma'am, we sure will. And she said, the next service, Pastor, we need to have a church fast. And then I see her coming, I go, she can tell me about the fast again. But let me tell you how God worked. One morning, I was praying. And I heard her say, Pastor, we need to fast. And I looked around because I thought she was there. I said, she's not here. So why am I hearing that? And Jesus said, because these things cometh not but by fasting and prayer.
Right.
Now when she said, I said, hallelujah, we need to fast. Because
Amen.
Amen. We do. So that we can find out who the I am really is. Because when you do fast, guess what you do? You deny you. And you create an atmosphere that you can see.
That's right.
I come that they might, if they decide to, if they're hungry enough for it, have life. And that they might, if they're hungry enough for it, have it more abundantly. I like that word abundantly because it reaches far beyond anything. It kind of coincides with the word all. Abundant life. That means you can have what you say. That's why he said, call those things that are not as though they were. That's why he says you have not because you. But a lot of folks asking don't have it because the spirits ain't right. They haven't realized that he is the I am. I am that I am. And though it be raining in your life, I'm your umbrella. Though they throw you in the fiery furnace, I'll be there with you.
Yeah.
And when you come out, you won't smell like smoke.
Yeah.
Because I am Here I am. I'm he that have come. And if you decide and you earnestly want it, you can have life. And if you earnestly desire it, you can have an abundant life. You know what I found out abundant life to be? You know, we need finance because they say, I don't need no money. Well, you lying. If I want a Burger King, I need some money. Y'all laughing. Y'all like Burger King. And McDonald's. I ain't crazy about McDonald's, but nevertheless, I love Funky Fried Chicken. I love me some church's chicken, but I've been banned from eating it because wifey said it ain't real food. He said, no, sir. What is your stuff about turkey's chicken wings and you get there, they about this big? It's just something about big things, you know. Nothing when it comes to food that just excites your flesh. You see that church's chicken wing, you're like, ooh, Lord. Right, just the dance. Yes, he talking about the breast. You gotta ask the breast with it. I got news for you. Listen to this. I'm closing with this. He said, I am the good shepherd.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am. I'm the good shepherd because I am. I am because I'm the good shepherd. I'm the shepherd because I'm the first high priest. I'm the king of all days.
Yes.
I'm the Lord of lords. I'm that wheel that's in the middle of a wheel. For surely I am that door, and no man seeth me unless he seeth me supernaturally. But I am providing the gifts that you might see me as I am and not as who you want me to be. Because if you can see me as I am, then you'll be like I am. And you'll know that the Father that liveth in me also liveth and reigneth in you. Therefore, as I raise up an army of believers that are in the midst of an army of believers, and I satisfy their flesh with my word, and I satisfy their attitude with a new character and a new disposition. For surely I am moving throughout the earth this day, and I am touching those lives that are willing and desirable to have me in there. For I am teaching them things that have been hidden down through the ages, but now have been made known that we might know the riches of who he is. I am that God. I'm the King, and I am the great I am, and I am manifesting myself within a people that dare to believe and trust in that one that they cannot see, but that they know is there because there's a living, breathing word that's operating down within their lives. So my children, allow the power of God to manifest itself into your life to overflow, and you shall see a dispensation unlike any you have ever seen before. Though there be death, there shall be light. Though there be sadness, there shall be much joy, saith the Lord. So therefore rejoice and be glad in it, for I am that King, and I am the Lord of all lords, saith God. I am the good shepherd.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
This is where the rubber is separated from the road. Because the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Did you know that because you have this spirit, this life in you, that it makes you a shepherd? It's up to you whether or not you want to be a good shepherd. But in order to be a good shepherd, you have to be willing to give your life for the sheep. How many understand that? You have to be willing to give your life for the sheep. Remember, the word life means life, inner being, your soul. That means you have to be willing to give somebody something that will encourage them, that will uplift them, that will let them know that they can make it through the trial that they're going through. Amen. Not beat them down, but build them up, to encourage them, to lift them up. God is creating a membership, a body of believers that's going to lift up the body regardless of what they think and what they feel. They're going to lift up the body because we want to be good shepherds. If you want to be a good shepherd, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing. I want to be a good shepherd. And see, listen, look at this. I don't know if this is in your Bible, but it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. In my Bible, funnily, the word his isn't small. It's a big H. Which means that the life you're giving is not yours, but it's the life of God. You can't give the life of God unless you're a good shepherd. How do you give the life of God? By showing love.
Yeah.
By encouraging.
Yeah.
By uplifting. By building people up.
Yeah.
By letting them know that they can live and they will not die.
Yeah.
By letting folks know that they can have joy where there's much sadness.
Yeah.
By letting them know with your life, with your character and the nature of God in you, and you give them that which you have. I tell you all the time, the only thing you can give is what you have. What's in a man will come out of the man. So make sure you're putting something good in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
To be the good shepherd.
Amen.
Man, I heard so many fallible truths last night, and he really didn't even know he was giving fallible truths. But that's the good thing about it. That's how God operates. That's how God moves. He moves when you least expect him to move. And there's always an ear in the place that's going to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church or to the body. Don't get it twisted. This building is not the church. You are the church. When you walk out of here today, good shepherds, you take the church with you.
Come on now.
You take with you ministry.
Yes.
You want to know how you give your life? When you eat with the very person you know is ready to kill you.
Wow.
And then you even point him out and you still eat with him. That means even though you know they don't mean you no good, you still show them the love of God. That's what it is to be a good shepherd. That's laying down your life. Because that's letting folks know, you know what? I know they don't mean me no good, but I'm going to do the will of God anyway. I'm going to do it because that's what the word says. I'm going to do the will of God because I'm a good shepherd and I have the I am living on the inside of me, which is the anointed one. And that makes me the anointed one. He is the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. So we got to represent ourselves as lords and as kings of a gospel that is good news. Good news because you are the good shepherd. If you're not giving good news, you're not a good shepherd.
Amen.
You know, we have bad shepherds too.
Amen.
Which look out only for themselves.
Come on now. Keep it real.
But we don't have nobody like that in here.
God is good.
God is good. I'm sitting there. I'm working on two messages at the same time. Easter day morning, resurrection morning, I'm preaching a message called The Blood on the Post. He don't let me preach this one. Because this is going to make folks mad. See, he don't mind letting me preach stuff going to make folks mad. The Blood on the Post. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you. I like it because it means truly, truly. If you don't believe me the first time, I'll say it again. Amen. First lady. be helping me preach up here. That's why I miss her when she ain't here. She helped me preach, and Pastor Anise put me on Facebook. I see her with that camera over there. She be snapping. I go, put that camera up.
Amen. Everyone stand.
How many know that because of Christ being in your life, you are now the portal and the entrance to other lives? He said, that I came that you might have life. You might have it. It's not based on what you do with it.
Yes.
It's what you do with your life that matters. A lot of folks just like the warm seats. That's what they want to do, then that's what they do. Folks, some folks want to get busy in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Folks say, they teach, I used to always invite people to church, you know. And then I stopped. I just stopped. And somebody said, "Man, how come you stopped inviting people to church?" I said, "Because they don't come if they ain't God leading anyway." Me inviting them don't mean they're going to come. Me inviting them don't mean they're going to think about coming. Me inviting them, in most cases, make them run from me. So I look up every now and then, they pop up in here. Because I invite them with my lifestyle and not with my words.
Amen.
The owner of the bowling alley said to me, "Steve," he says, he walked up to me, he puts on my arm, he says, "How do you do it?" I said, "Do what?" He said, "When everybody around you is crying and screaming about how bad the lanes are and how the shot is, and you just keep moving." I said, "What am I supposed to do? If I complain and argue about it, it's going to make it worse for me. I'm going to make it harder. But if I just go along with it and figure out what I need to do to get through it, that makes me happy. Whether I do good or whether I do bad, I know that I gave it my all." You have got to get the kingdom of God your all, because it'll make you feel responsible, like you've done something. You are no longer just a limit. You are the portal. You are the door for eternity, for other lives to come into and realize that there is a God.
Yeah. Amen.
A lot of folks ask me, like, I don't hear you preach on prostitutes, and I don't hear you preach on drug addicts, and I don't hear you preach on adultery, and I don't hear you preach on fornication. For what? We teach people how to live. It's all about living. You don't have to convince nobody they're going to hell. They already know.
Amen.
You don't have to tell them.
Yeah. Right.
And when they come to the conclusion that they are, they make a change in their life.
Yeah. That's right.
You better start being the good shepherd. Somebody's watching your life. They follow Jesus everywhere. And they didn't follow him because of the miracles. They followed his humility. You know why they followed his humility? Because of the woman that he saw at the well. He didn't put her down, but he encouraged her.
Come on now.
She went and told 100 people about what he did. How he didn't discourage her, but he encouraged her. Listen to this. Even Judas.
Yeah.
But see, we get mad at Judas. You can't get mad at Judas. It was already predestinated that Judas did what he did. If he hadn't done anything else, we wouldn't be standing here today. He had, that was his ministry, was to sell Jesus out. So if you don't like Judas, don't be mad at Judas Iscariot. That was his job. Because of him, we're here today. It was predestined. fascinated in the beginning of time that he knew what he did. That's why Jesus went on and slept with him and broke bread with him. But Jesus did want him to know, I know it's you. But he didn't tell him. He made him tell himself.
That's right.
Am I the one? You know it. We got to be the good door. There's a lot of Judases around you. Same ones that kiss you on the cheek, pat you on the back, and tell you how special you are.
Have mercy.
It is what it is. It is what it is. I pray I want to be a good door.
Amen.
I want to be a portal and an entrance to life and to peace in God. And you have to create that in your life through the word of God.
Amen.
You can't get it through me. You got to get it through the word.
Right.
Prepare yourself. I had to get somebody straight the other day first. They were going, I'll be glad when Jesus come back. I said, you better rethink that. Now I can tell it because you ain't a good portal. I'll be glad. Say, ain't you going to be glad when Jesus come back? I want him to come back, but not right now. Why don't you want him to come back? Because there's some stuff in here that he going to reach down to my heart and find. And it's going to keep me from going where I want to go. So I want to go where I need to go. So I'm going to get it rectified and taken care of before he gets back. I'm not going to be like the foolish bird.
Come on now.
Depending on somebody else to get me in. I want to use somebody else's oil. Because when they find out that oil will get them in, they're not giving you none of theirs. Sharon going to be all over with. The portal going to be locked up. So you better get what you're going to get now.
Amen.
I am the door.
Yes.
He also said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, through me, which means through his character and according to his nature. So the biggest thing we do is check ourselves. I check myself. I spend a lot of time checking myself, talking to me. Dennis, you know you ain't right. That's not a good idea. That's a bad move. You missed God on that. So if you decide that God tell you to tell me something, it's just a confirmation. You're not telling me nothing I don't already know. Because I don't already investigate me.
Glory, glory.
Amen. Because I want to be a good door.
Yes, sir.
I want to be a portal. They can go through it and they're not going to get snagged on it. You ever went through a door and got snagged?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Get hotter than a firecracker. Because most cases you snag your stocking or you snag your pants or you hurt your fingers. Ask me how I know. My fingers still heal. I can't explain to you how my thumb got caught in that door. But it did. And I had to deal with it. You don't know why you go through what you go through. Only God knows. But I know you can go through it gracefully, peaceably, with authority, as long as you continue to lift him up and to exalt him in every area and phase of your life. I am the good door. I am the I am.
Amen.
I found out some stuff about Moses that would blow your mind. He wasn't the wonderful man that everybody think he was. Where to find out in somebody's commentary? No, I found out in the Bible.
Say that.
He was not a good portal. Until he began to commune with God. That means you got to commune with God if you want to be a good portal. You can't commune with friends and family. You got to commune with God.
That's
There's another stuff to come later. Amen.
Amen.
We got more family watching our lives waiting on us to fall than we do enemies.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, let me close. About to get into trouble here. I know all about it. Amen.
Amen.
But the good thing about it is God got our back. To watch my front too, Vanessa. My front and my back.
Amen.
And I talked to the Lord. I said, well, Lord, since you're watching my front and my back, why don't you just get the sides too?
Amen.
Don't leave nothing unturned.
That's right.
Cover me all the way. Watch me.
Yes.
Watch over me.
Amen.
Creating me a clean heart.
Yes.
So that I can have an encouraging spirit. I pray that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. You ever realize that when you have the joy of the Lord, you can be broke and still be happy?
Yes, Lord.
Go in your pocket. I ain't got a dime in my name and get to laughing about it. I'm just broke. I just spent some time to die. I done got broke and I sit in the chair and go, this ain't right, God. Something wrong with this picture. And you know what he said to me? What ain't right? That you don't have it or that you wasted me?
Yeah.
Wasted it, squandered it.
Yeah.
I said, God, you ain't being fair. He said, do you want the truth or you want me to be fair? I think I want the truth.
Yes.
Take somebody by the hand this afternoon.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we know that you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
We understand that you are the I Am, the great I Am. What we need, Father, even greater understanding and knowledge of your word. So that we can be the portal that you need us to be, so that lives can come into us and leave out with joy and with happiness and fruitful and multiply in the things of God. Father, we've been told that we can never be like Jesus. That's a possibility, but we can strive to get as close to him as we can. Because the closer we get to him, the farther away we get from ourselves. So Lord God, here we are. Bless us, Lord God. Move on us. Deliver us, set us free, strengthen us, fortify us. Father, thank you, Lord God, for your peace and for your joy and for your loving kindness. For if it wasn't for you, Father, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have made it. But you have shown me. You have created in me a character and a nature that I can lean on and trust in and run with and have patience beyond measure. For I can do all things. You have enabled me to do these things. So Father, let me do them. Let us do them according to your word and to your power. Father, let heaven manifest itself in us in a supernatural way. And Father, we thank you for touching our bodies, for ministering to our minds, and minister to our hearts, Father. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on and give God some praise. I had this flashback just then. In the book of Revelation, it says, and he saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from heaven to replace this heaven and this earth. I got news for you. If John saw it, you just better see it too. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. I saw a new spirit, a new attitude, a new character, and a new nature coming down from the throne of God. And they created it. new earth of people that had faith, confidence, and trust in the Lord, and ran the race with patience, and fought the good fight of faith, and knew that heaven suffered violence, so they took it by the force of prayer, and the force of praise, and the force of worship, and the force of deliverance, and the force of fasting. God said, I am sending it forth into the earth. You better be a part of what I'm creating in the earth. We have a choice. We can either be a part of it, or we can sit on the sideline and watch it happen. Just me, but Sister Sherry was there too. I saw the hand of God come forth and change the mindset of a man whose mind was already made up to do me harm. I saw God better in my mind. I saw his facial expression change. I saw him get twisted up and misconstrued because what he had intended to do to me, God was changing and rewriting the script. You can't tell me that God can't move right in front of you. You can't convince me that God ain't a great God. You can't convince me that if God loves you like he said he do, he'll come forth and he'll move on your behalf. You cannot convince me that God ain't the supernatural God. You can't convince me that man can't do nothing with God. Because I've seen what he can do, it don't matter what people say that he hasn't. I'm trying to close, guys. Y'all pushing me. Don't push me. Let me close. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Prophesy to yourselves. Speak life into your lives. Speak joy into your spirit. Call peace into your flesh. I have given you this power and this authority for you to call those things into existence in and around your life, because you are the blessed of God. I've called you, I've separated you, I've ordained you, and I've predestinated that you be who you are. You are like you are, and there's no one like you in this entire world, because I created you the way that you are. So use what I've given you to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you'll see the blessings of God overrun you, saith God. It's funny how God works. You can take identical twins like them two, like them two right there, and you'll find something different in each one of them, because that's the way God intended it. All of us to be different and intelligent, understanding in God. He created you to do what you're doing for this hour. And for the season. And can't nobody stop you from doing what God has called you to do. There have been many that have tried. There are many that are working at it. And there's going to be some that's going to come forth to try. But they can't stop you, because God has already ordained the ministry that's in your life. And there ain't no enemy, there ain't no power, spiritual or physical, that can stop you or separate you from the work that God has placed within your spirit. Because it ain't just the word, it's life. It ain't just the power, it's life. It's life in you. And that life that's in you has been shared with the rest of everybody else. And you guys are becoming a unit of unity, a corporate body of believers that's going to spread the gospel through your music, through the power of the anointing. Is going to destroy lives. It's going to create joy and peace out of all you see, regardless of it all. God said, I've called you together. I've placed you in each other's lives, and there's a season living God manifests himself wherever you go. Something that you just got tired of and you just want to make sure it's God. And when you know it's God, it'll produce an effect. It'll produce an effect of blessing, of encouragement, and of strength. This is God's day. Tomorrow is God's day. And the day after is God's day. And the day after that is God's day. We don't realize that every day is Easter. Every day is a resurrection day. Every day is a Good Friday. Every day is a glorious day. Every day is a day of prosperity. Every day! That the praise that you produce how important it is to the church and the world today. That's why there are so many people who want to destroy you and separate you from it, because of how important music is. It hasn't just started being important, but it's been important ever since the beginning of time. It was important when they come out of Egypt. It was important to Abraham when he come up out of his homeland. It is so important. David danced and said David created a sound that caused the evil spirits in Saul to calm himself. And he can do that. Guess how much more you can do? All he had was an ark, and he probably even was an old tongue. That's how important your music and this gospel is. That's why so many. So when folks come against you, count it all joy. When they try to persecute you, count it all joy. Because you're doing something that has purpose. You guys have no idea the lives that you have already touched. I'm being one of them. And I'm hungry to touch you. Hallelujah. Since y'all shouting and dancing, dance on in y'all pockets and y'all purses. Dance on in y'all pockets and y'all purses. Everybody get up. I know Easter Sunday so good. Go in your pocket and get $15, $20. Get as close to 20 as you can. Get something out. Go show it to the Lord. Amen. Is this an Easter offering? No, it's an offering to help the church.